My lips touch you with their soft, wet kisses. Your hands gentle in reply, and the time will be our time.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. Thank you, Elvis, and thank you, Neil Diamond, for writing that beautiful song. You can email questions to me at bruce@brucesalin.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, that's at Bruce Salin, and like my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. So those are three social media tools that are immediately accessible to you regarding me. And trust me, your kids are involved in those and many more, which is why today's topic is very important in my mind, the need for mom and dad to be part of and on and interact with social media. But it is time for the men's room with Wayne Levine, who may or may not want to talk about this topic today, and I will certainly leave it up to him. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Hello, Bruce.
How are you on this fine November day?
Fabulous. It's beautiful in Southern California.
It is indeed. We had a little rain that always freshens things up. And today is opening day at Mammoth Mountain, so I am very excited. They have made a lot of snow, and I've seen images of Broadway, which is the main ski area in front of the main lodge, and I'm going to have to head up there pretty soon.
Well, I wish you the fastest and the safest of runs.
Well, thank you. Wayne, where would you like to go today? I mean, I believe that dad and mom must be on social media because our kids live on social media. You want to talk about that, or is there something else that you would like to delve into today?
Well, I would imagine that the degree to which parents need to be involved in social media would vary on the age of the kids. I think...
Let me shock you with something. 12-month-old babies are using iPads now, proficiently.
Well, that's not social media.
No, I know, but I'm saying they are learning so fast. So, of course, you're right that, you know, very young kids are probably not as active as older, but they're getting more and more involved, more and more younger.
Well, I think, all right, so I have a slightly different angle on it, I think.
What a shock.
It's not so much being involved in social media, but we need, as parents, we need to not be ignorant of what our children are involved with. So like anything, just like we need to know who their friends are, we need to be able to speak to their parents, we need to guarantee that the kids are actually spending the night where they're spending the night and all that kind of stuff, our responsibilities as parents continue. So now we've got this new set of things to deal with, social media. You know, kids are going to behave properly or not properly wherever they are, depending on the values that they're taught at home. So they need to know that, you know, what's right and what's wrong and how you treat people and you don't treat people. And so, you know, we see that showing up.
Well, good manners is good manners wherever you play and live.
Yes.
So we obviously agree on that.
Yes, but there are now some new things to consider in terms of privacy and who you speak to. But look, the notion of don't talk to strangers, it translates to social media. Parents just need to understand what's out there and what predators look like and the realities. And so they need not be ignorant. But what I would say is they need to understand social media. They need to know what the kids are involved in. But do they necessarily have to engage in social media to be good parents? I would argue that.
Well, my argument to counter that is, of course, they don't have to spend hours on Facebook and Twitter and visiting every website. But the only way you can, in my opinion, fully understand social media is to participate to the degree that you understand how it works. So that may mean a little bit of time playing in those different spheres. Otherwise, you're not going to know how to monitor their friends. You're not going to know how to look on their computer and see where they've been, if that's a needed thing when there's a strong suspicion that a kid is doing something he shouldn't be doing, he or she shouldn't be, say, as a teenager. And you're going to need to understand about internet safety issues and filters. You don't just buy a program or you have to understand this stuff, and you won't understand it if you don't do it.
Yeah, well, part of what you're talking about is understanding social media and being able to have conversations and to be able to look over the shoulder. The other part is just what parental controls we have. And for that, you need somebody who understands computers and how they work and set things up in a way that you know, works for your family.
I think that's an easy out. I don't think you can hire anyone to do that unless you're just going to forbid them from being part of it. And then they're going to find a way around you once they're a certain age.
Yeah, well, once they're a certain age, the kids are going to do whatever they want to do anyway.
Well,
so you have them at an early age to teach them right from wrong. What I'm talking about is we all need help to do things properly. So I can understand needing someone to come in and say, hey, these are the kinds of controls that we have available. These are the kinds of things that you could do. So there's a safety issue. And we can't be blind to what the kids are doing. It's like rejecting the kids' music. If you reject kids' music and you don't listen at all, then you're missing an opportunity to be connected with your kids.
So true. So,
I think the same argument goes for the social media. There are a lot of people, I mean, look, there are a lot of adults who, most adults these days are playing around with it a bit anyway, but I don't think it's going to be much of an issue for long. But for those who are just wanting to stay away from it because they're intimidated, they're afraid, that's probably showing up in other areas of their relationship with their kids.
Very, very good point. Now, on that, you're really taking this to a new level. Thank you.
Well, you know, who we are, you know, how we show up in one area of our lives is how we show up everywhere.
Well, you've always said that.
Yeah, and so if you're making it more about you and how uncomfortable it is about you and not taking responsibility as a parent, you're probably doing that elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it feeds into the same discussion we've had many times about, you know, throwing money at kids but not really parenting them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's the same idea. So if you want to put your head in the sand, go ahead, but you're not doing the best job you can for your kids.
Well, that is an incredibly valid point.
Isn't that amazing how we found something really valid in your social media discussion?
It's pretty amazing, and from you, no less.
Mm-hmm.
But you know something, speaking on a more serious matter, I don't know if you have any time to stay on in the next segment. We recently, as you well know, in our community suffered three tragic deaths from young men, as it turned out. I mean, it happens to girls and young women as well. And I wonder, just totally going in a left turn, if you'd like to talk about that a little bit, and maybe if you can stay over into the next segment a little, since Pastor Drew is you know, frittering away the day at the OBGYN, seeing how his new baby is doing.
I've played OBGYNs before, but that's a whole other story. Sure, I'd be happy to. You know, two of the boys, I guess we know, committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And the third died of alcohol poisoning?
Well, it's not clear whether it was alcohol poisoning or drug overdose, but the part that is clear is that he was with peers, other teen boys, who saw that he was in trouble, just put him down to sleep on the couch, heard him making funny noises in the middle of the night, and ignored it, probably out of fear of what would happen had they got caught.
Perhaps.
And woke up to find a purple and very dead body.
Yeah, well, it's the same story about the UCLA kid that died at the fraternity.
Oh, well, this sort of thing has happened, and it's very scary. The suicides were both highly violent suicides, and in one case, I mean, one jumped off a bridge, the other took his parents' brand-new car and drove it off a cliff.
Yeah.
And evidently the body was ejected and was from the, I think, the front window, and was more or less unrecognizable. He texted, speaking of social media, all his friends saying he was doing this.
Yeah.
To the friends' credit, as I understand it, by the way, that young man had slept over at my house and was a moderately good close friend of my older son, though they had a falling out, ironically, over the issues that are not being talked about, which is they had a falling out because that young man apparently had some issues. Let's just say that. And some things going on in his life that my son just didn't want to associate with. But to the community's credit, when those texts were received, several of the kids immediately went to different authorities. Unfortunately, the police, when they arrived where this guy said he was going to do it, were too late. Often, like with the case of the overdose in whatever form it was, it's the kids that just, you know, are afraid to do anything. And to me, that's even more of a horrible tragedy when it could have been prevented. The suicides, at least the community did try to help them. We are about to go to a break, so let's stay over, and I'll let you carry this into the next direction you'd like to, because I think it's important. It's very important. It is time for a break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen or email me at bruce@brucesalen.com, and you can like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, and you can also join the tweet chat, Dad Chat. How's that for four different social media platforms? We'll be right back after this message.
It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the